This episode of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/breakthrough to receive 20% off your first 6 months. What is up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark Roberta here with another episode, and we are going to talk philanthropy. How do we do work and tie it into a very worthy cause, something that you're really having an impact with your work? You're impacting lives where you've got people who they're in a situation where they can't help themselves, or it's just harder for them to get access to resources, something like that. Where it's not like you're coming up with an excuse, like these are people who actually need the help, who actually need the resources, and your business can provide for those types of people or just make some of the big problems in the world a little smaller. So we have a duo who is joining us today. Our first guest who's with us is TJ. He is a youth pastor, single dad of two from Philly. He started a bottled water company, which we will get into, and he decided to donate 100% of the net profit to charity. And believe it or not, he had no experience in beverage industry, no money, no plan, and he was able to turn 2 pallets of drinking water into a $1 million company. And even better, which we hit the philanthropy part, clean water for 130,000 people worldwide. So that's TJ. We're also joined today with Megan, who, as a critical care nurse, she was working at a local hospital but packed up to help with some of the earthquake crises in Haiti back in 2010. And all that experience really, and those events really led her to discover TJ and his business. And the two ended up working together, which is what they now do. They work together to spread their brand, to impact people, to provide clean water for people all around the world. So our duo is none other than TJ and Megan Foltz. TJ and Megan, welcome to the show.
Hey.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having us. By the way, we are married. I don't know if that actually got mentioned in the bio. So when we're not saying anything, we're just going to sit here on the sofa and make out for a while.
Yeah, a little spoiler alerts there, piecing the puzzle together. Well, anyway, I mean, it is a pleasure to have you guys on the show. And I just love that, you know, you're all about, I mean, to have that kind of a mission to donate 100% of the net profits and to really think about how can we have like this drinking water for more people. I mean, it's a very noble goal that you guys have. And I feel like, you know, a lot of people, if they could, you know, choose yes or no, would you want to help 130,000 people have clean drinking water and not do any work? Everyone's going to say yes to that. Now, there is work associated with that, obviously. I mean, starting the beverage company and being able to reach customers and expand it. But I'm wondering if you could share with us how you were able to connect the business with the philanthropy, because I feel like a lot of people do not think in that way.
Yeah. And you know what, let me jump in really quick here, because I'd have to say, actually, when we end up in the school systems, a lot of times we're in high schools, talking to kids on career days and things like that. And I always say, you know, it seems like there are these extremes in our minds that you're either packing your bags and moving to Africa to do good, or you're going to become a sustainable, you know, individual that has a healthy career and you can pay your bills. And guess what? We live in this awesome day and age that we have married the two, literally, and you can do a little bit of everything.
So I heard somewhere along the line the term philanthropreneur. I don't know quite who coined the term, but I guess I sort of unwittingly stumbled upon it. Like you said, when you introed me, I was a youth pastor, and I had exactly zero business experience, never taken a marketing class in my life, never taken an advertising class in my life. The only other product that I had seen at the time that was nationwide that gave 100% of its net profits to charity was the Newman's Own franchise. And like most people, I didn't know where the charity went, but I thought it was a cool thing that that old Blue Eyes, God rest his soul, had left this kind of philanthropic endeavor, which has grown and grown. But I thought, man, what if somebody did that with water? And you took a bottle of water and 100% of the net profits went, I would be absolutely thrilled to see every other brand of bottled water leave the face of the planet and sell nothing but humankind water. And we'll just get millions and millions of people lacking life's most basic need, clean drinking water. That's kind of how it started.
And again, 100% of net profits, not everyone is ready to take that step. Some people, they may only, like, even if you only commit a little bit, it's definitely helping. Or if you buy humankind, I mean, that's just going to be something that, you know your money's going somewhere. A little extra rather than only water. There's like an extra benefit to it. But I'm wondering if you could share with us how you got to the point of donating 100% of net profits, maybe some of the challenges with that, because some people will argue you could use that money for like advertising and growing the business. So how do you balance those into consideration?
We do use some of the money for advertising and marketing and that kind of a thing. So when we say, so we got this pretty little bottle of humankind water. And when we say we give 100% of the net profits, there's the bottle, there's the water, there's the label, there's the cap, there's the truck that moves it where it needs to go, there's the distribution, and there is some of the absolutely necessary marketing and branding costs that are associated with it. When all that is said and done, and all of the costs have been paid, 100% of what remains goes out to the field. But what has really helped us immeasurably is at the same time as we started the business, we started the foundation side by side. So these two things run alongside one another, kissing cousins. And what the bottle does in addition to raising revenue is it's an awareness raiser. So everybody that reads the bottle and sees the little kid inside, who's actually a real kid who is drinking real clean water as a result of one of these types of projects. Now we raise awareness, and that brings in another revenue stream from the donations for the 501c3.
Do you want to talk about the teas and the lemonades as well? Because that's a little bit different.
So along the way, we decided that we would get even more business if we expanded our product line. So we added a line of organic tea and lemonade. Likewise, it goes out to help the field. In this case, it's not 100%. We give 50 gallons of clean drinking water for every bottle that's sold. And by not giving 100% on that product, still a big give back, but not 100%, that enabled us to, number one, build a sustainable infrastructure to a business that needs money to grow. And secondly, and maybe just as importantly, it enabled us to find investors, because what investor is going to invest in a product that gives 100% of the net profit and they're never going to get to see anything in return? So that as a model has helped.
And those are some really great points, because you do have that tightrope of you are a business. You do have expenses. Advertising is a way to spread and reach more people. And you do have the 100% net profit. So with a business, if you spend money on the right ads, you are just naturally going to get more exposure. I know we met at the National Publicity Summit. I loved what you guys were all about. And now here we are on Breakthrough Success. So advertising, you need to have those kinds of expenses to expand the impact. So could TJ and Megan like cut their ad spend? They technically can, but then they're just getting it in front of less people. So advertising is that way to increase the reach of your message.
Absolutely. And being intentional with, you know, what advertising we're actually are going to do, where we want to invest those dollars. For us, it was also building a small team around us. We've got a team of 10, which a lot of people will say, like, that's very much a small business. But we couldn't do what we do if we didn't have those 10 individuals alongside us.
One of them is the former CEO of Turkey Hill. And the folks, I don't know, you being from the East would probably know Turkey Hill. Maybe some of your listeners on the West Coast or worldwide wouldn't know. But it's one of the bigger tea and lemonade franchises, along with milk and ice cream and a whole lot of other products. And as a CEO, for a guy that had zero experience in business, let alone in beverage, to have this guy come alongside of us. And one of the things he said with regard to our marketing dollar is the most frustrating thing in the world, the biggest challenge is that half of your marketing dollars are frequently wasted and you often don't know which half. So you have to, one of the most important things that I've learned that you can do is pick where every single penny that you spend on marketing goes to. Pick it so carefully, and Lord knows we've made mistakes along the way.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really great point. A lot of marketing dollars get wasted, but at the same time, you need to spend the marketing dollars to see the ones that bear fruit. So there is definitely that delicate balance. Now, it's interesting how I know, TJ, you came into this with no experience, no plan. How did you turn that into this very like business empire, you want to say, but also like, you know, like very noble cause?
Well, the first thing was you marry a good woman. That's step number one. And then
that's a good step.
We kind of shot out of a cannon in a most unique way. Literally 1 month after we put the first water in the first bottles and had those two pallets, just 100 cases of water, Walmart announced that they were having a contest called Get on the Shelf. And it's basically American Idol for products. And it's for anybody who is too small of a company or an unknown product to get into the world's biggest company, basically. And so the way that the contest worked is you make a little video about your product, and it could be in any category at all. It wasn't just beverages, anything that they would carry in a Walmart. And you make a little pitch, and then everybody on Facebook and really around the country and around the world has an opportunity to vote. Whoever gets the most votes wins. Whoever wins gets a spot on Walmart shelf. We literally had one store, a nutrition store on Haverford Avenue in Philadelphia. And then we won the Walmart contest, and we were in the world's biggest retail monolith from one store to that overnight. It was funny, Mark. I'll share this with you and your viewers and listeners. Is we got a ton of press afterwards, as you can imagine. It was very flattering. We were able to win this contest with 4,000 other entrants. And one of the things they were asking me is, wow, so Walmart has the world's biggest trucking fleet. There is no trucking fleet bigger than Walmart. How big is your current fleet? And I was like, My current fleet is a 1991 Jeep with rust. That's my current fleet right there. So anyway, it was quite a jump. And then, you know, we were kind of scrambling to fill those shoes, and it's been off and running ever since. But that was one boost. And I have a team of really, really smart, very passionate, very dedicated people around me, including this young lady.
We have more great content coming up in this episode, but first we have a message from today's sponsor, Jobber. Jobber's award-winning software helps small home service businesses organize their entire operations, from scheduling jobs and managing their crews to invoicing customers and collecting payments. That way, you can spend more time on the services you're already great at. Job by job, business by business, Jobber is transforming the ways their customers deliver service. Start your free trial over at getjobber.com/breakthrough. All right, let's get right back into the episode. And the fascinating thing about this story, some people could say like, oh, like, you know, that's luck. Like what happens if, you know, Walmart doesn't come through? But I mean, it's not easy to, you said 4,000 companies. Am I right on that?
4,200 products entered. And little old humankind water won, which do a whole separate story sometime on the team. I'm going to use this word. I don't mean it in an offensive way. This is what they call themselves, geeks. The guys on my team that figured out how we were going to win that contest, They call themselves geeks because they figured out how to make a video go viral, how to have it grow beyond your friends' friends' friends so that people whose name you don't even know will pass that story along and hit the share button. And when that happened, we knew we had a puncher's chance. And that at some point down the road, that's going to get a chapter in the book, is how they came up with that game plan. It was really clever.
I mean, again, like, just to be one of those 4,200 plus, I mean, you definitely had the right team behind you, but there are other products with, like, teams behind them also. Some of them might have also had great messages. So I definitely wouldn't consider that luck. I mean, it's one of those things where you see the opportunity and you truly pounce on it and you truly make it your own. I'm wondering, like, is that video, like, up on a YouTube channel right now or somewhere? Because first, I feel like that would definitely be a good video for people to watch, so we could drop that in the show notes. But also, people could sort of see some of the things going on, so they could piece together a little bit some of the action.
I mean, it's dated stuff, yes, but I can dig it up for you. The other thing I can do,
YouTube.
Yeah, you
it's
could.
There.
You can,
yeah, it's there.
I'm embarrassed, but hey, it won, so what the heck? The other thing I could do is I could steer you towards two of the folks on my team that really choreographed the win and came up with the what we call the Batmobile. This is the thing that was going to drive us to the finish line and win this race. And it was really clever, but I will definitely get you some further details that you can share with your listeners.
Yeah, and just so you guys listening know, as soon as we have that, I mean, we'll definitely put that in the show notes so you guys see it, because I mean, I think one of the best ways to learn is just to see what other people are doing, mentorship, and listen to Breakthrough Success. Three really great ways to be able to expand. And again, like, this is, it's just amazing the amount of growth you've achieved. It's amazing, like, how many people who you're impacting. And I mean, it's like, just to think about the money, like, with the average, like, you think more about each dollar you spend now versus like another business where, you know, it's okay to, as long as you're still profitable, but it just puts every dollar into perspective and makes you a lot more conscious.
Very true. We like to say we pinch every penny until it squeals. And there's some areas where you, if you cut corners too much, you actually hurt your ability to grow. And that's that balancing act that you talked about.
You know, I think the other thing, though, is one of the things I love about my husband is that he often does not take no for an answer. Mm-hmm. And so I think for all of your other listeners out there, I think a lot of times where people can easily defeat themselves is by convincing themselves that we're not ready, we're not there yet. You know, the water is literally just rolled off the production line 2 months ago. We don't have any income. We don't have a team, a paid team. Like, why would we go after this opportunity? And there's this word grit that has started to rise up in the business world. And we love it. And we've adopted it as part of the humankind culture, that we just don't ever look and say, well, we maybe shouldn't swing for the fences because we're still, you know, learning how to knock this ball off of like the T-ball stand. Well, do it anyway. Like, who knows? It might happen. You know, there might be luck. We call it God, you know, former youth pastor. Like, there are things that we can't explain, but there are a lot of times that I think businesses find success because all of a sudden you are in the right place at the right time, or all of a sudden you get connected to the right person, and it just opens up doors that you maybe wouldn't have been able to have that opportunity otherwise.
The other thing, Marcus, I think that, people can sniff, people's BSO meters are so, they're like on a trip hammer now. They just, you know, they can smell it a mile away, I think. And I think because of that, likewise, people can see and detect passion when they think it's real, and see and detect authenticity when they find that it's real. And so that's what we did during the contest and afterwards and ever since. You know, if somebody aims a camera, puts a microphone in front of us, we just shoot from the heart and we tell what's going on. And there are literally millions of people out there that are listening or that you can connect to that have some level of expendable income, and they get to make a buying decision. And now all of a sudden you give them one that has human lives attached to it. Well, why the heck wouldn't I pick that one?
Right.
I mean, it's kind of, in some ways, easier than we're making it sound.
I don't know if we've said, like, the very basic backstory and mission of our bottled beverages, but every bottle that you purchase provides at least 50 gallons of clean drinking water. So every bottle of water, so when you're picking a bottle of water up for what, like $1, $2, $3 in some areas, we've got some theaters that carry us and things like that. I mean, you're automatically providing 100 gallons of clean drinking water. In my world, that is money well spent.
Yep.
Part of Meg's story, Mark, is that as a nurse, she was on the field in Haiti leading these medical missions to get people out of a horrible mess in the wake of an earthquake, and cholera breaks out, which is terrible waterborne illness. And she's seeing all these folks struggling. And I'll let you finish the story.
No, you're doing good.
Your passion came through when you said we got to do something about this, because what we're doing right now is a Band-Aid.
Yeah, I think a lot of times that once you've identified a problem, we're really good in the United States at identifying the things that we don't like or identifying the things that we think should change. But to be able to find an opportunity and a way forward that says, not only do I not think that this is okay, but now I'm going to be an agent to change and to doing things differently. I love that, because I think that there's a lot of people that like to climb up on soapboxes and just talk about, you know, how unjust something is or things should be different. And then they climb back down from their soapbox and go back to their everyday life. You know, of course, I didn't know what it all meant when I was fighting cholera and what it was going to look like for me to get infrastructure to people in emerging countries. But just so happened that I fell in love with the CEO of a bottled beverage company. So, you know, it's not going to be everybody's story. But there are definitely pathways forward, and you just got to look for them.
Well, I mean, you're definitely finding the pathways in your own company, and you are an inspiration, because you're showing that with the company that is growing, that is reaching more people, you can look for ways to make a big difference. I mean, whether it's 100% of net profits or 50% or 10% or whatever it is for you listening to this episode, it is definitely something to think about, having that impact, that and seeing something that you think should be changed, but actually being the person to make the change. So TJ and Megan, this was a really awesome episode. For people who want to learn more about you and follow you on your journey, where do we go?
You're going to go to BeHumankind.com.
BeHumankind.com. We will have that in the show notes.
It will tell folks where they can get the product, or if they have any kind of outlet where they want to sell the product, they can do that as well.
You can travel with us internationally. We just led a trip to Africa this past November. We often go down to the Dominican. We're going to be slating our next Africa trip for this coming November. So, yeah, there's all sorts of fun things that you can plug into.
Lastly, Mark, thanks for the chance to do the plug at the end. I really appreciate it. But if somebody has neither the means nor the interest in getting any of the products but want to help the cause, there's a donate button on the top corner of our website, BeHumankind.com.
We should let people know that the strawberry lemonade will change their lives, though.
Yeah, the strawberry lemonade will change your life.
You will be a different person
as a result. But anybody that wants to give can click that give button. It's as big as a breadbasket, and every little bit helps, and 100% of your donation will go directly to the field unless you specifically designate it for overhead costs. So thank you.
Thanks so much for letting us get our story out there. I'm so grateful to you.
How old are you, Mark? How old are you doing this stuff, for crying out loud? My gosh. That's awesome. Thanks again for having us.
My pleasure. Thanks for coming. This episode of the Breakthrough Success Podcast was brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Start a free trial or sign up today to receive 20% off your first 6 months. Find out more at getjobber.com/breakthrough.